the days have gently passed. The world feels safe and new. But will this feeling last? There is still so much mystery around you. Simon thinks you are a superhero. I mean, it's crazy to even say that, but let's just say for a minute that it's true. What could you do? Really do? Could you fly me around? It sure is faster. Traffic, a thing of the past. Move at the speed of sound to halt some disaster, but get home to me twice as fast. Would you feel pain? Do you get cold? Will you grow old? Would I even need a job? God, that sounds so exciting. Wait a minute. Yes, I would. I mean, you're still unemployed. Or is your job just a simple disguise to hide what you're hiding? And you're confiding in me, naturally. Would we go on trips, take walks, see movies? Well, not when you're out fighting crime. There would be some adjustments, some things to get used to, but I know that most of the time you would be here. Except when you're not, you might miss a lot. And what about the bedroom? I'd be scared to death of the bedroom. I'd be holding my breath in the bedroom, hoping and praying it's everything I dreamed it would be. A supersonic, otherworldly feeling in me that won't ever fade, that won't let me down, that won't go away again. And what about our safety? I know there'll be danger. Will we always come first? Or will the bubbles suddenly burst when we watch you fly away into thin air? Another disappointment we can't bear. So you really have to promise you'll be there. Can you? Don't even try to convince me. You'll only be fooling us both, 'cause I've heard that before. Then he walked out the door and I never saw him again. And how many times does that happen each day? Someone is taken away. It's a story you see all the time on the news, but you never think it can happen to you. That it happens to you. It happens to you. Every day it keeps happening to you. So why go through that hell? It's best not to dwell on what could be.